Lesson 45, If I Perish, I Perish. Study the following scriptures. A. Daniel chapter 1. Daniel and his friends refused to eat King Nebuchadnezzar's food. Chapter 1, verses 1 through 16. The Lord blesses Daniel and his friends with good health and wisdom. Chapter 1, verses 17 through 21. B. Daniel chapter 3. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego refused to worship King Nebuchadnezzar's idol. Chapter 3, verses 1 through 12. King Nebuchadnezzar cast them into a fiery furnace, and the Lord saves them from death. Chapter 3, verses 13 through 30. C. Daniel chapter 6. King Darius's men persuade the king to sign a decree that for 30 days all petitions must be directed to him rather than to any other man or to God. Chapter 6, verses 1 through 9. In spite of the king's decree, Daniel prays to God. Chapter 6, verses 10 through 13. As punishment for disobeying the decree, Daniel is thrown into a den of lions. Chapter 6, verses 14 through 17. The Lord sends an angel to protect Daniel. Chapter 6, verses 18 through 23. D. Esther, chapters 3 through 5 and chapters 7 through 8. Mordecai, Esther's cousin, refuses to bow to Haman. Chapter 3, verses 1 through 4. Haman persuades King Ahasuerus to prepare a decree calling for the death of all Jews in the kingdom. Chapter 3, verses 5 through 14. Esther learns of Haman's plan to kill her people and risks her life by going to ask King Ahasuerus for help. Chapter 4, verses 1 through 17. The king grants Esther's request to come with Haman to a banquet. Chapter 5, verses 1 through 8. At the banquet, Esther reveals Haman's plot to kill the Jews. Chapter 7, verses 1 through 6. The king hangs Haman. Chapter 7, verses 7 through 10. The king honors Mordecai and grants Esther's request to reverse Haman's decree. Chapter 8, verses 1 through 17. As a young boy, Daniel was carried captive from Jerusalem to Babylon. He and other promising Hebrew youths, including his friends Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, were trained in the court of King Nebuchadnezzar. Esther was a Jewish woman who lived shortly after the time of Daniel. After her parents died, she was raised by her cousin Mordecai. Esther was very beautiful, and Ahasuerus, the king of Persia and Media, was so pleased with her beauty that he made her his queen. What did Daniel and his friends propose when they were given the king's meat and wine? See Daniel chapter 1, verses 8 through 14. How are the blessings they receive similar to the Lord's promises to us if we obey the word of wisdom? See Daniel chapter 1, verse 15, 17, and 20, and Doctrine and Covenants section 89, verses 18 through 20. What happened when Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were cast into the furnace? See Daniel chapter 3, verses 21 through 27. Who was in the furnace with them? See Daniel chapter 3, verse 25. How does the Savior help us when we turn to Him during our trials? What challenges do we face today that require courage like Esther's? What blessings will we receive as we strive to do what is right, even when we are faced with difficult consequences? Additional reading, Esther chapters 1 through 2, chapter 6, and chapters 9 through 10. End of lesson 45, If I Perish, I Perish.